Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting third. The left fielder, Faith Roneberry. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Owen Friend. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Siski. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, George Siski. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Consuegra. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sandy Consuegra. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell juggles the ball. That's an error on Kell. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatton for the out. Goodman moves to second. One out. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry takes first base on ball four. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to third for the out. Roneberry moves to second. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Roneberry moves to third. Jensen moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Friend settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive towards short. Friend reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Consuegra fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball towards right. Jensen catches it and throws to first to double up Niemann. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Suski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suski is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman strikes out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Faye Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thornberry hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from White and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zobchin strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Thronberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Thronberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Thronberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Suski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suski is 0-for-1 in the game. Suski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Hatton reaches second base with a double. Goodman scores. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Fay Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra is 0-for-1 in the game. Consuegra bunts towards the mound. Suski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman misplays the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Carrasquel moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zobchin hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Stanjock pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Jock moves to second. Johnny Groth pinch runs for Walt Dropo. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Jock moves to third. Groth moves to second. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to home to get Jock. Groth moves to third. Kell moves to second. One out. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Ed McGee. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Groth scores. Kell scores. Lawler moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra is 0-for-2 in the game. Consuegra bunts towards the mound. Kinder fields it and throws to first for the out. Lawler moves to third. Rivera moves to second. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Cavaretten now playing first base. Johnny Groth now playing center field. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-2 in the game. Friend hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Aganez pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Hurd now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from White and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Phil Cabaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabaretta strikes out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is walked intentionally. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Friend settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zobchin hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.